I got a lot of Flickr recordings this spring. They were among the most vociferous of my backyard birds in terms of the amount of time they spent vocalizing and the volume of their calls. As Arthur Cleveland Bent wrote, the Flickr has an elaborate vocabulary. No other woodpecker and few other birds can produce a greater variety of loud, striking calls and soft conversational notes. The name Flickr fits the species visually because of the flickerings of brilliant color we notice when we see them in flight. And the word flicker has for hundreds of years, at least since Chaucer, been used with reference to birds in general. But the reason the name stuck for North American flickers rather than any other species in the world may well be that one of their calls seems to be flicka, flicka, flicka. Merriam-Webster says the etymology of the name for the bird is, quote, probably imitative of its call. There are lots of dead trees in and around my backyard. I don't like tracking my birds too closely because my crows track me, and I don't want to inadvertently give away any other bird's secrets. But I know my flickers nested either in my own old aspen tree or in one of the dead trees in the little woods behind my house. After the babies fledged, there were a couple of days when I got to observe them, but they were so quiet and still that it took some luck to notice them in the first place and some work to keep track of them. Intriguingly, they seemed to fly off when they heard their parents call, rather than noisily calling their parents to them. The flicker babies and their parents are all growing new feathers right now, feathers that will have to serve them for a full year. The flicker families are at their quietest, sticking together for the most part as the parents subsidize their young with feedings, even as those youngsters grow skilled at finding their own food. I can hear an occasional individual call, but no drumming and none of the extended calls that made this spring so thrilling. Soon these families will be moving on for the year, gathering with other families in loose but rather large flocks, especially conspicuous on volleyball, soccer, and other sporting fields, dirt roads, and gravel driveways. They often migrate along shorelines, their swoopy flight, yellow underwings and tail, and white rump making them easy to identify. Their rather slow, predictable flight makes them fairly easy for peregrine falcons and other raptors to grab, which is why their brilliant and sturdy feathers are so often picked up along shorelines. We can watch flickers migrating by day, but they also migrate by night, which we know from the carcasses we pick up in the morning beneath lighted buildings and towers. Fortunately, they were once an abundant species because throughout their range, their population is now declining rather dramatically. But of an August or September day, they still gather on the ground, these quintessential birds of late summer, the very species Roger Torrey Peterson named in saying birds are the most vivid representation of life. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.